Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Hi, Shanta. My name is Cynthia Taylor, and I thought I was paying $2 for something, like a KitchenAid mixer, and I went through the prompts or whatever, and your site came up, and I'm being charged $59, and I thought I was gonna be what I was doing was $2, and I'm trying to stop this payment from going through. I canceled the subscription last night, and I'm trying to make sure this $59 does not go through my account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I get your zip code, please?
38134.
3-8-1-3-4. Okay, your name, please?
Cynthia Taylor.
Okay, thank you, yes, ma'am. Just for security purposes, Ms. Taylor, can you please verify your address for me?
6418 Arrowbrook Lane, apartment 2.
Okay, thank you so much there. Yes, ma'am. Let me take a look. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see there was a contest entry that was done yesterday with the mixer that did link, well, partner with our Bites Hub meal planning app. I am also showing that the account has been canceled. Let me see here. Okay, and it looks like whomever you were speaking with did attempt to refund that amount of the $59.89. Looks like it was when it was attempted, looks like it's still pending. So why it didn't actually go through, but that amount is pending to be refunded to you. And just allow that no more than approximately 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Okay. So if it doesn't show refunded in 3 to 5 days, then what's my next step?
Please do give us a call, and we can see exactly why it's not. But please do give us a call, and we can actually check and see why it's a disconnect between us and your account. Just keep in mind, we are here 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Okay. All right. And you say your name is Shanta, right?
Shanta with a T.
Shanta. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome again, yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, Ms. Cynthia.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.